18 Days in Solitude. Instructional Dharma Talks in Retreat. By Venerable Uadaka Ramsi, 1937-2002. Day 8, the 24th of October 2002. Today we're on the path of insight knowledge. We have to go on according to the purification process. For 5 days, we were working with the Samatha practice of applied thought, vitakka, sustained thought, vikara, rapture, piti, bliss, sukha, and one-pointedness of mind, ekagata, which were the 5 jhanic factors. On the 6th and 7th days we were working with the purification of view and overcoming doubt. With wrong views can't develop insight, and will make mistakes. So, can't attain path and fruit. To be free from the identity view, sakkaya ditthi, eternality view, sasata ditthi, and annihilationism, arcada ditthi, we were practicing to see the dependent arising of the khanda. If we get the knowledge of discerning of mind and matter, with the knowledge of conditions for mind and matter becomes a color sotapanna, has the same view as the stream winner. With the purified view becomes a learned disciple of the noble beings, Aryans. In the world there is no existence of a person or a being as conceptual living beings. It's only the existence of mind and matter process, only exist as now arising and now vanishing phenomena. Knowing the arising of mind and matter as causes and effects relationship is the knowledge of conditions for mental and material phenomena, pakayaparigaha nana. Today we'll develop insight. And there will be arisen of not real path knowledge which can be confused the yogis with the view of knowledge. We'll practice to attain the knowledge of distinguishing the wrong path from the right path of contemplation. It's called the purification of path and not path, magamagananadasana visuddhi. The word vipassana is, vi means special, passana means contemplation. So, it means contemplate in a special way. Mogik Sayadaw made the differentiation between the objects of contemplation and the contemplating mind. Contemplate with the 5 factors of knowledge, nana or mind. The object of contemplation also has 5 kinds, i.e., the 5 khandas or the 4 satipatthana. The contemplating mind completes with the 5 path factors and contemplates with this polished mind. The contemplating mind is only one but included with the 5 path factors. These are 1. Right view, samadhiti, abandon the wrong views and become right view. If contemplate with the wrong views and it makes mistakes. For example, looking an object with a green color glasses and the object and the whole world become green. 2. Right thought, samma sankappa, not only have right view, but also thoughts and thinking must be right. These 2 are wisdom factors. Interviews are checking for your views and thoughts. In case, if you're practicing with wrong views and thoughts, so that I can make the corrections. 3. Right exertion, samavayama, vayama means exertion. It must be right perseverance. You will not achieve it if put exertion with greed. We have to practice in a harmonious way. 4. Right mindfulness, samma sati, we must have right mindfulness. You can't achieve it if you lost your sati. If you lost your sati, what'll happen? This you'll know it later. 5. Right concentration, samma samadhi, you also can't get the result without it. During the practice you don't have the stable sila. You only have the restrained sila. Only attaining the path knowledge of the stream entrance, sotapatti magga, that sila is stable. All these 5 factors must include in the contemplating mind as insight knowledge. What are the objects of contemplation? These are the five khandhas. As satipatthana only have four types. If you contemplate the body, kaya, and its kayanupassana. If you contemplate the mind, citta, and its cittanupassana. If you contemplate the feeling, vedana, and its vedananupassana. If you contemplate the volitional formations, sankhara, and perceptions, sanna, and its dharmanupassana. This was the commentary view. It was all phenomena in the sutta. During the contemplation, only contemplate one kind and not all together. We must select accordingly to our characters. Our time is Neya era, i.e., the yogis need a lot of practice and time. In the time of the Buddha, Ven. Sariputta and Ven. Maha Moggallana had very sharp knowledge, Nana, and only heard a verse, Agata, and realized Dharma. It's called Agatitanu. By listening to talks and at the same time contemplated their khandhas. Nowadays we don't have these kinds of people. Another type was people liked Pankavagya. The first five disciples listened to the first discourse and the second Anatalakana Sutta, SN.22.59 Anatalakana Suttam. They were also had sharp knowledges. By listening to one or two talks became noble people. Nowadays also we don't have these types of people. In this era we must have good teachers and systems. Also have to listen Dharma talks. People who could realize Dharma without a teacher were the Buddha and Paksekabuddha. You must approach a good teacher, listening to Sakka Dharma and practicing diligently. The four factors for becoming a Sotapanna are 1. Association with wise person. 2. Listening Dharma. 3. Wise attention, yoniso. 4. Discerning of impermanence. I had tested with yogis on contemplative objects before. Cittanupassana and Vedananupassana were easy for Mogik Sayadaw because of his great wisdom. However, it's not easy for common people. For most people, it is not easy and unable to contemplate. We can't work with them. Therefore we use the very distinctive Kayanupassana and contemplate form, rupa. Rupakanda, materiality aggregate is not the body we see here. Let's say, hearing consciousness arises. Are you hearing the sound or khanda arises? Knowing as khanda arises and become right view. If you're hearing a car sound and then sticking with wrong view. In the yogi's mind knows it as hearing khanda arises. And if you see something, then it's ditvi. Seeing as khanda arises is the right one. Let's take an example, wanting to lift the foot. It's the aggregate of mental formation, sankharakanda, and then lifting the foot. It's the aggregate of materiality, rupakanda. And put it down, touching and knowing. Knowing is the aggregate of consciousness, vinanakanda. During the touching, hardness, softness, warm, cold, etc., the physical sensations are the aggregate of feeling, vedanakanda. Note these things are the aggregate of perception, sanakanda. Within one step the five khandhas arise and vanish. For example, a mosquito bites you. Is it a mosquito bites or a khanda arises? You must know it as khanda arises. If not you'll continue to make mistakes. Such as ill will arises and kill the mosquito. In Mogik Sayadaw's talk, he said that whatever khanda arose and followed with knowledge. Ehi Pasiko, come and see, contemplate. Someone hits by a thorn and it's painful or khanda arises. It's khanda arising and following with knowledge. When a mosquito bites you, don't scratch with the hand, but with knowledge. We'll contemplate Rupakanda. What is Rupakanda? Not this solid physical body. And if you contemplate it and end up with concepts, such as pretty, ugly, fat, thin, etc. I am asking you to contemplate its intrinsic changing nature. There are four kinds of great elements. Rupakanda has 28 types, but contemplating the four great elements is enough for insight. The earth element, Pathavi, has the qualities of hardness, softness, solidity. You will find these nature if you're handling the chair. If you feel the warm and coolness, then contemplate heat element. If you're lifting your feet and its air element. It has movement, pressure, distension, etc. The air element in a car wheel can support many tons of weight of the body and heavy objects. The water element has the qualities of cohesion, fluidity, trickling, oozing, etc. During the practice, sweat comes out. Have to contemplate the changes of the elements and not the bodily parts, such as head, hand, feet, etc. In Vipassana practice, we're talking about contemplation of form, feeling, and mind, but actually not them. Contemplate their arising and vanishing nature. For example, contemplate the impermanence of the changing forms. Contemplation of form, feeling and mind are to know mind and matter. For Vipassana, contemplate the impermanence of mind and matter. Therefore Mogik Sayadaw said to contemplate and see one's own death. It's still not Vipassana if not discern impermanence. You will arrive to the knowledge of rise and fall of formations, Uday Abhaya Nana, if you discern impermanence. Sab Sankara Anakati Yada Panaya Pasati, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, when one sees this with insight. You have to contemplate and see the impermanence of the arising phenomena. Yogis establish their samadhi at the entrance of the nostrils and make the mind calm. If the mind stays calm at the entrance of the nostrils and move the mind on the head. Pay attention there and observe. Vipassana is not make things happen. It's observing. You'll see the sensations like vibrations, which are the changing of the elements. Sometimes it seems prickling with needles or become tense by sticking with a wooden plank. These are not ordinary pains and aches. You see the changes of elements. Later you'll see the whole body of them changing, like even can't put a needle between them. This body becomes old is the cause of change, Viparinama. You'll see it directly.